In the latest blow to struggling theaters, Warner Brothers said recently that it will release its slate of 2021 movies on its streaming service, HBO Max, the same day they release in theaters. Already shuttered by the coronavirus, theaters have struggled to adapt, both major chains and smaller screens. In Baltimore, two theaters, the Charles and the Senator, have stood the test of time so far, but their future is uncertain. Joining us now are Kathleen Lyon and her father, James Buzz Cusack, co-owners of the two theaters. Kathleen and James, thanks for coming on.
Sure.
Thanks for having us.
And Kathleen, I do want to spend some time with you first. You've had a few days now to process this news from Warner Brothers that movies will be available on the same day, streaming and in theaters. This rocked the industry. What did you think when you heard it?
You know, it's obviously unwelcome news, and it's, you know, it's in can no way be construed as, you know, a good thing for the exhibition business. But I really do believe that as long as the movies are made available to theaters, the difference being recently, the movies just simply have not been made available to us. And that has been particularly devastating. In this scenario in 2021, while they will, what sounds like at least in the case of Warner Brothers, be offered day and date to the streaming service and the theater, it will be offered to us. But I believe many of these larger pictures are meant to be seen on the big screen and with other people. And there's a cinematic experience here that a streaming service just cannot offer.
And I'm sure many people would agree with you, but can you go back? Are you saying that during the pandemic, you just wouldn't get films that would have otherwise been released?
Yes. So after March 16th was the day that theaters in Maryland were closed by the governor, what started to happen sort of in a piecemeal basis and then en masse was that these movies that had been slated for release in, say, May 2020, et cetera, they just got pulled from the calendar, meaning they were not made available at all to movie theaters, the few that were even allowed to be open, depending on what state they happened to be located in.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why this pandemic has been so financially tough for big chains like AMC. We see the news that company says it's going to run out of money by mid-January if they can't find $750 million from investors. That's one of the biggest theater chains in the country. And here you are, you know, the co-owner of two little theaters in the city of Baltimore. So I can't even imagine what your financial picture looks like right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're all running out of money. Is the truth. You know, there was a small amount of stimulus via the PPP loans that came out in late spring that were expected to get companies to June when this pandemic was, of course, expected to be behind us. And since then, there has been nothing else. You know, we hear about promise funds from here and promise funds from there, but it's rumor at this point. And so at some point, the money will run out. And we're hoping we can get to the other side of this. And if we are able to, I do believe that people will come and there'll be a renaissance for movie theaters. It's just, can they get there?
Well, I know this is a personal question, so forgive me, but how close are you to running out? Like, how much money do you have left?
Too close for comfort.
Months? Weeks?
Well, it just depends on the bills that come in, but not more than a couple months.
It's funny. It's not funny. It's kind of tragic. I recently interviewed the star of a new movie, Half Brothers. I'm sure you've heard of it. And I said at the end of the conversation that the movie was coming out in theaters later that day. And I said that and I thought to myself, that sounds really weird. Like, who's going to theaters? I mean, do you have anyone showing up to see your movies?
Since March, we have been open for a total of about 6 weeks. We opened in September in time for the theatrical release of Tenet. You know, and that was a trickle, unsurprisingly. We sort of strung along with some revivals and some smaller movies that we could scrounge to play. And then after the numbers started spiking again after Halloween, we just sort of voluntarily closed. And then earlier this week, the mayor issued a new executive order that would have closed us anyway.
Yeah. Well, I feel for you. I do. Buzz, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is really interesting. You know, Kathleen and I have had many conversations about this. And I don't feel as dire at all.
I mean, you're the old timer. You've been in the business for a while.
I guess I'm an optimist. But there's one point. A movie theater is a social experience. And I think that'll always have value. And the money thing is, the virtue of being small like we are is our bills are small. And we've saved a little bit of money. We're getting lots of support and lots of help in Baltimore from the landlord of the Charles, the Schechter family, has been very helpful. The state and the city is forgiving some loan payments. So I think we're going to get through this, and I feel reasonably optimistic and good about it.
Well, I imagine you're also keeping
a
close
eye on
it. I do,
too. I think we will get through this. It's just going to be – it's just – and I believe that there's wonderful stuff on the other side, but I think these challenges are real.
I feel like I'm sitting in on a business meeting between father and daughter and business partners. No, I appreciate that.
Well, we
I,
like
I'm
to
sure
call
you guys
him
are...
in my family the optimist, and I like to call myself the realist. So,
hey, you need it both, right? You need it both. Now, look, I imagine you're all looking down the road also at what's happening in Washington, D.C., to figure out if they're going to get a stimulus package or a relief package through. So you just got to make it through. That's the point you're trying to make. Now, when you do make it through, you have this issue that we have already talked about, Warner Brothers releasing the movies straight to streaming. Buzz, I mean, what do you think about that? And I don't mean just so much financially, but about the culture of movie going.
Well, it's unfortunate, but it's always seemed to me an obvious direction that movies were going in. You know, the streaming services and television are major players in the movie business now.
Well, safe to say these theaters have for decades, generations, played a role in the culture of the neighborhood of your city. And I know you're optimistic. Buzz, you're optimistic. Kathleen, you're more the realist. But just play it out here for me. I mean, what would the loss of those theaters mean?
You know, both of the theaters, they were both built in 1939, and they're real institutions, and they're, you know, they really add to the cultural fabric of the city. And right now what's so sad is happening all around us with restaurants and retail and, you know, interesting, wonderful local businesses that are just suffering greatly. And for those that can't make it through, it just really changes the landscape of the city in so many, you know, very sad ways. And so, you know, it's character. It's what makes it interesting. It's what makes it a great place to live.
Kathleen Lyon and her father, James Buzz Cusack, co-owners of the Charles and Senator Theaters in Baltimore. One's the realist, one's the optimist. As I said, you got to have them both to make it through. Thanks so much to you, and best of luck.
All right, sure.
Thank you.